way of nonviolence. It's the only path to start the revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness, heal the separation by going out as sheep among wolves, treading on scorpions, filled with fiery light, working day and night to bring home the lost and broken, bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven. The kingdom within, biomystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age. Be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Don't fall back asleep. The time of now is crucial to spread the holy virus of God union, the bliss of God communion, and sweet samadhi. Don't forget nirvana, cosmic conscious for all, sons and daughters of the absolute, your one and true identity. Pray for your brothers and sisters, for the family of the Most High.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Can't live in a bubble. Come out of solitude and sow some seeds on fertile ground. Light the world on fire with the Holy Spirit. Some call it Shakti, or the life force housed in the spine. Ascending and descending angels, here to help in the cause of bringing heaven to earth.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Hello and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. I'm Father Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. And I'm glad to be coming to you on a sunny day. The sun is definitely a healing agent in our lives. Definitely something that is symbolic for the divine union, the divine alignment that we should all seek to have. That which is with light and that which comes out of darkness into light. Wisdom, that is, being the inner guru, connecting to that space within ourselves, the higher self, the God self, is that light, the very light that illuminates and radiates and emanates our best version of ourself. So, hope everyone's doing well. Last week we talked a little bit about being alone, what it means to be alone, the fact that you're not alone. Actually, is what we really covered. And there's a lot more that could be said about that subject, and it's so much more about today's subject, which is releasing fear. Now, according to A Course in Miracles, there are only two emotions, love and fear. And from fear comes everything, all the negative, let's say, life-depleting energies, such as anger, rage, jealousy, envy. You can go on and on throughout and make a list. Non-contentment, wrath, or you could go through all the old capital sins that us in the more conservative circles have grown up with, things that relate to sin-based thinking. But all negativity comes from fear. And fear itself is a poison that we need to release. And it's a poison that we need to get rid of and get out of our systems. We need to detox from fear, all of us. We have fears that come from childhood, that come from traumatic things, that come from stress, that come from many different sources. And we can't keep it in our system. We can't keep it in our spiritual system. We can't keep it in our auras. We have to cast it out. And we're the only ones who can do that with grace of the divine, being in divine alignment, we're able to do so. And what I wanted to do before we move forward was say you can find this episode at turningpointsandtransformations.org. That's turningpointsandtransformations.org. You can find all your favorite episodes of Turning Points and Transformations at that website. In the e-store, right on the main page, and all the episodes are only 99 cents. It's a listener-supported network, so the old shows that you've listened to, if you want to get a hold of them and get them in your iPods and MP3 players, go there, add them to your cart, and it's simple PayPal secure processing, and you can have it instantly downloaded to you and have it available to you. As opposed to just having it available to you on archives alone. So, again, that's turningpointsandtransformations.org. Going back to fear. When we're in the dark about things, when we're in ignorance, chances are we're very much infected with fear. And fear is infectious. It's contagious, and it can definitely cause a downward spiral in your life. So why do we want to release it? We want to be our best version of ourselves is one of the reasons. Also, we definitely want to be able to speak our truth, and to be able to speak our truth from almost total confidence in alliance with divinity, where we're unstoppable and we're unrestrictable. We can't be restricted from being our best. What is the advantage of taking a look at our fears, things that arise out of the subconscious mind? Well, one thing is, it frees up a whole new space within ourselves. It frees up a whole new attitude. It frees up a whole new perspective to come in. That spaciousness that is created when we release fear allows for light to pour into our system and to touch us at every level of our being and our psyche, where we've been hurt, where we've made mistakes, where we've fallen short, and where we may have left things unattended. Now, here I sit, and I ask you to take a minute and breathe. There's an exercise, there's a form of breathing in Kundalini Yoga that I do, that I teach. It's called long, deep breathing. And some of my teachers call it organic psychotherapy because it releases holding patterns in our musculature. It's an audible breath, long and deep. It's a therapeutic breath. It alone can release traumas. When I say holding patterns, it means tension. Fear creates a great deal of tension in our solar plexus area, in that chakra related to the solar plexus or the navel point or the Manipura chakra. If you're a student of metaphysics and the metaphysical anatomy of the human being, you know that that's the fire center. And it's in the center of the navel point, in the area of the solar plexus, that region, where we're open to emotional healing when we are connected to it. We allow emotional healing to flow. Now, getting back to the idea that there are only two emotions, fear and love and fear, love being preeminent, of course. Definitely preeminent from everything else, or from love, everything else stems. I guess what I'm trying to say is you need to take the time, you need to have the intention, you need to set an intention to get rid of this toxic residue from your system. And if you don't deal with the subconscious, it'll come and it will overtake you and overload you to the point where you're not thinking clear, to the point where you have a lot of ruminations in the mind. And the mind becomes turbulent. When things from the deep subconscious world rise up and try to grab our attention, we seemingly get distracted. Fear is an obstacle to love. Fear is the opposite of love. What can we do besides be aware of it and take time to create a spaciousness for ourselves to release fear? Well, modern-day concepts of deliverance can teach us that we are empowered to do the work that was often left to priests of all different religions in the past, or shamans in the shamanistic world. And forget the term exorcism for a minute, and forget the term all the associations that are connoted with some of the things you see in fear-based movies where there's good versus evil, or the possession syndrome, spirit possession syndrome. We don't want to minimize possession, but we don't want to freak everybody out by talking about everything that has to do with the demonic, so to speak, because not everything is demonic in the energetic world, in the metaphysical realm. Fear can be something that comes from spirit attachments. Fear is attachment based. You might not think of it that way, but usually when we're attached to something, we're afraid of what we can, afraid of life without something or that thing. We're afraid, as we said last week, to be alone. But we're never alone. We always have the divine presence to turn to. We always have the divine presence in our midst. It's right here, right now. So, we create the spaciousness, we create the awareness, we sense that something's off. What are we going to do about it? Well, you can create a ritual for yourself. That's one thing you can do. You don't have to light candles or incense or anything else. All you have to do is sit and meditate. You can sit in a chair, sit in a lotus position, kneel, do whatever you want to do. There's no set form of way to do it, get rid of this energy, because everything is energy. Fear is an energy, and it has a, and it shows up in a very distorted form in our auras. People who are sensitive and clairvoyant can see that. That dark, those dark patches, those energetic cords that are like parasites that latch onto us or our energy bodies. And so, the only thing to do, besides recognize, is just to begin the process of letting go. And we don't need an elaborate, crafted, scripted rite or ritual to get rid of fear. We can simply say, I release this fear about blank. I release, I release, I release. Forgiveness comes with the territory of releasement. We want to be able to keep those two things in mind. Releasement and forgiveness go hand in hand. When we forgive something, we're letting go. We're releasing. We're easing a dis-ease within ourselves. So what really is the anecdote or the antidote? It's cultivating spirit of love, cultivating a spirit of oneness, oneness, in oneness with the divine, in alignment with the divine, we realize there is no other. When we realize there is no other than the divine in us, we're able to let go of the distorted perceptions of fear. With releasement, or with awareness, comes releasement. With divine perspective comes the releasement of these holding patterns that we have in our very bodies, or energy bodies as well. If we're in alignment with our God self, our Christ self, our Buddha self, our Krishna consciousness, the Atman, the fear has no place. It's but an illusion. It's a form of delusion. And we can become encapsulated by it. I'm not saying that we're always going to be in bliss when we walk the spiritual path. We're not, because we're human beings and we have attachments. And attachments to things and people, objects, relationships, identities, self-concepts, self-definitions. These things we all have to detach ourselves from. So with releasement comes detachment as well. We need to realize that we are one. It's a very strong force, more than a nebulous force, a presence. That presence is all-consuming. And when we allow ourselves to be bathed in the light of awareness, to be children, beloved children of the divine, we can more easily spot deception, more easily spot these things called attachments that we have, things we leech onto, latch onto. We have to cut cords. We have to let go of things that keep us in ignorance, in the dark about who we are, who we really are, our true self. We can't begin to ascend in our journey, or transcend, or rise above what limits us, or to rise above what's called in the Indian world, Maya, or delusion. We can't rise above delusion until we have aligned ourselves with that one truth and one spirit and one life and one love. If you have talked about this in past shows, this might be familiar to some of you, but if you do not feel loved at the core of your being, the core of who you are, down to the deepest interior nucleus of who you are, if you don't feel loved by God or by other people, by anything, you have almost no chance in this world. And it sounds harsh and grave and almost fatalistic to speak in that manner. But it's real serious reality. We're crippled. We're crippled by fear. We're crippled by our attachments. We're crippled. We can't grow. We can't begin to expand in our awareness. We can't begin to transcend all the things that limit us when we're in the dark about who we think we are. And when we don't feel that we're loved, at the very core of who we are, we're going to either act out in negative ways, or we're going to do all those things that stem from fear, which we're going to experience anger, we're going to experience regret, we're going to experience hatred, we're going to experience jealousy, we're going to experience envy, we're going to experience wrath, we're going to experience all the different things that have been categorized as sin throughout the ages. And let's not have a sin consciousness or sin the sin conscious mindedness, sin mindedness rather. First of all, if we can get past the idea that we come from original sin or some stained existence or inherited stained existence. I'm not saying that we don't inherit pain. We can inherit pain. And pain can be passed down through cycles from one generation to the next. Eckhart Tolle calls that the pain body. The collective pain of the world that keeps us in delusion about ourselves and about our humanity and where we're going and where we're evolving and supposed to be evolving to. And back towards that one source, that one life. But if you don't feel loved, then you're gonna be fearful of something. So how do you fix that problem? You surrender. You surrender with every ounce and every last morsel of your being. You surrender at the feet of God. You don't beg. You don't become a beggar. You demand that that loving God show his and herself. And I know a lot of people still aren't comfortable with the divine feminine or God as feminine. Some people go overboard on the feministic side. Goddess worship, but the divine feminine has a place. God made man in his image, male and female, so that means God must be male and female. If we hold dear to scripture from the Christian, Judeo-Christian world. We are made in love. But there's the reality that some of us don't feel loved. There's the reality that many of us don't feel it at the very core, that we're empty, that we experience emptiness. That's more than a fact. It's a plague. It's like a plague of locusts. It eats us up. It eats us all up. We would be lying if we said that we weren't somehow infected with fear. We all are. And it comes from the basic primal wound. That of feeling rejected or denied what's supposed to be unconditional. The fact is, love isn't experienced as unconditional for many of us. Love is experienced with conditions. Let's be honest. We place conditions on love. And so what do we do about that? We start to get honest. We start to be blunt with ourselves. We start to tease out, sift through those things that cripple us. We start to face our demons, our inner demons. We all have them. If everything's fine and dandy for you, you're sadly mistaken. One of these days it's going to sneak up on you. Some fear, some form of fear is going to come up and sneak up on you. There's got to be a wound somewhere that you're hiding or hiding behind. Some lie. I'm telling you. It'll scare the hell out of you. And I've said it in other shows. Once we come to grips with the reality that we are at some level of our being full of crap, full of shit. Excuse my language. We are full of it. We can begin to grow and begin to be honest with ourselves, and we can begin to be open to the divine flow, and we can be open to the flow of spirit in our lives. We have to take off the masks that we have put on, and many of the things are compensating. We have to undo compensation, neurotic compensation. Where do you compensate? How has fear made you compensate? That's what we do when we have fears. We compensate in other ways. To try to survive, to try to get by, to try to be functioning, a functional human being. In our struggle to evolve in consciousness. Well, getting honest means the no-holds-barred approach to spirituality. Not all fluff and love, or fluff and fine talk. We got to get we got to get down to the gut root source of our problems. We got to get gritty. All of our identity problems stem from fear. All of our fallouts in relationships stem from some form of fear or some form of experienced rejection or fear of rejection. Fear of being hurt, fear of being let down, fear of being betrayed. We're always on guard. Most of us. Most of us are. And it takes a great deal of courage, mustering up a great deal of courage to begin to sort through all these things that come from our subconscious world. We have to begin to do the work of consciousness. We have to begin to do the work of growth. We have to begin to do the work of evolving Godward. And evolving Godward means letting go of all those delusions. It can be very frightening. Very frightening to have to deal with or to face our fears. Even the basic fear, like we talked about last week, of being alone. When you're used to being surrounded by people all the time, not being comfortable in your own space, not being content with your own self. Once we're content with ourselves, we can do that work. We can start to look at ourselves honestly and keep things in perspective and use the divine eye. We can be realized and we can self-realize and see who we really are. So there's a definite divine impact of releasing fear, acknowledging fear, unearthing fear. I'm telling you, it's not easy. If it was easy, I wouldn't be talking about it, because we'd all be in our own worlds, in bubbles, encapsulated in some blissful fluff. But again, that's not real. In the world of consciousness studies, we can talk about all different levels of consciousness or all different states of consciousness. Or we can talk about what it means to be somehow self-crucified. We need to be able to take the nails out of our hands, nails out of our feet, the nails of fear, fearful thinking, fears about other people, fears about what other people might do, fears about what might happen to you. When we live behind perpetual fear, perpetual suffering is not afar. We don't need to suffer the crucifixion that the man Yeshua Jesus did. We don't need to crucify ourselves through fear. We don't need to be self-protective. When we just allow ourselves to be vulnerable and allow ourselves to be open to the all-encompassing, all-consuming light and love of God. When we do that, we're unstoppable. We can confront anything. We can face anything. And we don't have to do it alone. That's why in the Judeo-Christian world, we talk of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. If there wasn't this divine presence known as Holy Spirit, many of our lives would be filled with extreme agony. We would feel empty. But I wanted to say one more thing about, if you don't feel loved, then you're going to feel the opposite. It's opposite, which is fear. I mean that. So many of us have so many reasons, so many barriers that we've placed between ourselves and other people and other human beings. So many barriers to transcendence, transfiguration. To being transfigured with light. Once we admit our dependence on our attachments, once we admit that we're afraid of being rejected, that we're afraid of being alone, that we're afraid of what it might mean to walk the narrow path. Until we get really radically honest, we're just going to go in circles, like a dog chasing its tail. And we're going to tire, because we're going to do it endlessly. And we're going to fall into deeper sleep. I encourage people to accept reality through my shows. radical acceptance. It's a hard concept to live by. It's a hard concept to allow into your life. Letting go of fear. Simply begins with naming those fears. Calling them out of darkness. Giving them a name. Labeling them. Calling them what they are. Seeing them for what they are and what they do and how they limit us. So releasing fear begins with that awareness that something's wrong or something's amiss. And the work continues with surrender. And the work continues even more when we allow ourselves to be devoted to something higher than ourselves. Awareness, surrender, devotion. Devotion can teach us how to love. But some of us will fail to thrive in this life if we don't feel at the core of who we are that we're loved. And fear will infect us. And fear will be a plague that will keep us down and that will forever impact us negatively. We have to look our fears in the eyes. Call them what they are. Come face to face with them. Cry our tears. I sing this song. The song at the beginning of the show is called Revolution of Tears. If we begin to allow that revolution of tears to occur in our life, truth can come through. Truth can manifest. It will manifest for you. So it's time to get honest. It's time to call things a spade and call fear a fear. When we do this work, this is the work of redemption. We redeem ourselves from our own pain by getting honest and calling things what they are. And then through detachment and awareness, we can begin to let go. And when we let go, we let God. So I encourage you to let go and let God. And allow God to be you and in you, as you, for you, through you. I thank you for joining me today. Hope this has sparked some thoughts. Hope that it sparked some emotions. There's much more that can be said. But thank you very much, and I bless you. And I send you on your way. May the transcendent, immanent, and always present consciousness, love, life, and power be in you.
Push love, but a heart beat away from me, inside of me, is there love, my soul. shake, the earth will quake.
Christos, take me to the supernal parents.
Set me free!